The following program has content that some listeners may find disturbing. Welcome to The Story Project, true personal stories without a script, creating community one story at a time. Recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Sunwater Spa in Manitou Springs, Colorado. So please join us over the next hour for exciting, humorous, riveting, and emotional stories from some of our favorite people in the Pikes Peak region. Our first storyteller is James Devine, a music educator, speaker, author, dad, and grandfather.
Isn't it strange how in our country we take people from all over the world, from Britain, from Germany, from France, from Italy, from Spain, from Mexico, Native Americans, and we bring them all together into this melting pot that we call America. My privilege was growing up with an Italian mama from Napoli. Rita Anna Maria Farina. We love our A's in Italy. Everything ends in A. I remember coming home from school, and I would open the front door, and I would be hit by this wall of garlic. It was oozing off of the curtains, it was dripping onto the carpets, and it was starting to coat me. And I knew that my mom was cooking in the kitchen, so I followed my nose. I followed it all the way to the kitchen where my mama was there with the big spoon. And she's stirring the sauce that she's making. The spoon really wasn't as big as the spoon that I'm holding right now, but it seemed big because my mama, she's only about 5 feet tall, and she weighs a normal weight for a 5 foot tall Italian of 200 pounds. And she was making the meatballs, and she said, "Jimmy, I'm making the meatballs just for you." And meatballs have meat in them. They have garlic, all the spices, some Parmesan cheese, lots of Parmesan cheese, and breadcrumbs too. And my mom would be squeezing this meat together with her hands because she said, you have to squeeze it all together because she said the spices, they get married and they have a babies. And that's what makes the food taste so good. And so you get to this meatball and you roll it to the size of just like your thumb and forefinger together and you drop it into the sizzling olive oil. And you have to watch it. You keep watching it, because you can't let it get too brown. You have to, just when it's the right brown, you flip it over to the other side, and you keep watching it, and then finally you drain it on the paper towel, but not for too long. You take it off the paper towel, it's still hot. You're juggling it in your hands, bouncing it between your two hands until you finally pop it into your mouth, and you can feel the garlic going down into your stomach, into your bloodstream, and coming out of the pores and making you one with the curtains and the carpet and the garlic everywhere else. Lots of garlic. That's what makes a good meatball. The Italian culture, a lot of what we do is centered around the table. You eat around the table. You propose around the table. You yell at each other around the table. The Italians can be yelling about some of the stupidest things. I get my garlic from Northern Italy. Oh yeah, you know nothing. I get my garlic from Southern Italy. And they're just ready to get up and fight each other. And then the next moment they're kissing and telling each other how much they love each other. Of course, my wife, sometimes she tells me, she says, why are you getting mad? And I realized it was from growing up Italian. And so I just calmly look at my wife, and in a calm, controlled voice, I say, I'm not getting mad! Why do you think I'm mad? This is part of the Italian culture, though. One of the cool traditions in the Italian culture is a lot of people name their first daughter after their grandmother. Now, I never got to meet my grandmother, but when we were at the table and lots of our family were around, someone would say, Angela, vieni qua. Angela, come here. And all of a sudden, five or six girls would run up to you because they're all named Angela. very cool things about the Italian culture. One of my favorite uncles, his name is Zio Salvatore. He's about 9 years older than me. When I first met him, I was about 6 years old. And he always had his guitar around the table. And he would be playing his guitar and singing songs. And in the Italian culture, the louder and more boisterous that you sing, the more applause that you get. You can't sing poorly in the Italian culture. As long as you're loud, you get lots of applause. Bravo, bravo, Jimmy. Bravo, Jimmy. I love how the Italians say my name. It's not Jimmy, it's Jimmy. With the accent on there. But you might hear a song like this. When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Amore. Italian for love. Now, I had lots of loves in my life, starting in first grade. I would bring these girls home, maybe not quite that soon, but I would bring these... I would bring these girls home because in the Italian culture, the girls must meet your mom. And my mom, I'd bring a girl home, we'd have dinner, and afterwards, I'd say, Mom, what did you think about her? And she'd say, Jimmy, I don't like her. She's not the one for you. But Mom, I love this girl. She's beautiful. She's so kind to me. And we've had this long-term relationship of 2 weeks now. I don't care, Jimmy. She's not the one for you. One after the other. She's not the one. 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 I was ready to give up on ever getting married. Then I brought Susan home. And I was expecting another she's not the one. But afterwards, when Susan left, I said, Mom, what do you think about her? And my mom said, she's the one. I said, Mom, how do you know? All these other girls, I tried to prove that they were the one and tried to make it work. Jimmy, I know she's the one because when we have a lasagna, she asks for seconds. There were lots of fun trips in Italy where I remember going out in the country and we would swing this gate wide open and there was just these green pastures with sheep all over the pastures. And my aunt lived somewhere a half a mile or a mile into this pasture area in a very old, old European building. It was made out of stone. There was only two rooms in the house. And it was obvious that they had brought water to the house after the fact. Because in the room that was the kitchen slash dining room, you had the sink. You had the stove where there was always an aunt making meatballs. And right next to the stove was the commode. With nothing separating you from the meatballs but a shower curtain. That was not as fun as other times when you smelled the meatballs. This big wooden spoon in my hand, most of the time, it's used as a cooking utensil. But there were times in my life where it was an object of terror as my mom chased me. Jimmy, you come here right now. I give you toto. Toto is the Italian word for spanking. Mom, do you think I'm crazy? I'm not going to come there. Jimmy, you know, coming here right now. You see that the policeman over there? I'm going to call him. He's going to put you in jail. And you will never, never, never have my meatball again. Okay, Mom, here I come. Now, if my mom just delivered the toto like most people did, I could deal with that. But my mom did what I call speaking the spank. Maybe your mom did this. I tell you, never, never, never. Jimmy? Jimmy, what was it you did again? I hit my sister with the Wonder Woman action figure. Did I tell you never hit your sister with the Wonder Woman action figure? Oh, Ow. Maybe I should have just said the bat. There were lots of opportunities for problems with the language barrier to show up growing up Italian. There was one man my mom worked for. My sister and I were probably 8 to 9 years old. He was a skinny man, and he was a caterer. But he had this huge, huge gut just hanging over his belt. And we called him Mr. Belly. Mr. Belly, thank you for giving us something to drink. Mr. Belly, thank you for letting us come to work with our mom. Mr. Belly, this. When I was a little bit older, I said, Mom, that seemed rude that we called him Mr. Belly. You know, the guy with the big ear, we don't call him Mr. Big Ear. And the guy with the big nose, we don't call him Mr. Schnoz. So why did we call this guy this? And she's, no, no, not Mr. Belly, Mr. Belly. And I said, oh, you mean Mr. Bailey. Yes, that's what I said, Mr. Belly. This poor guy, he probably had a big complex about his weight the rest of his life. My mom and I went to the store one time, and she was looking for a very specific item, and she corners the clerk, and she says, excuse me, sir, you have the olio for the French?
The olio for the French?
What's the matter, you sir? You no speak a good English like me? Sir, I think she's talking about the oil for the furniture. Ah, yes, the oil for the furniture down on aisle 7. So as my mom and I walk out of the store, I say, Mom, you've been speaking English longer than I have. I'm going to give you a couple of lessons here in how, because if I hadn't been with you, you would have been completely lost at that store. So Mom, repeat after me. Oil. Oh. For the. Mom, you're doing really great now. This is the hard one now. Furniture. Furniture. Bravo, Mom, bravo. Now try to put up all together. Oil for the furniture. Olio for the French. I give up. My sister and I, we collected these buttons growing up. You know the ones like, I like Ike. Kiss me, I'm Italian. And my mom had given us this beautiful Easter button. It was pastel green and it had yellow on it. And it had a picture of a chicken. It was just hatching out of its egg and just finally starting to enter the world. We were so proud of that button. My sister and I had identical ones. We were 8 years old, 9 years old. We walked around in our neighborhood showing it off. Hey, check out my cool Easter button. Oh yeah, Jimmy, that's cool. We went to our school. Hey, check out my Easter button. Yeah, Jimmy, that's a cool button. Brought it to church and wore it proudly, showing everybody at church. And I showed my pastor, Pastor, look at my Easter button. Yeah, Jimmy, that's a cool button. What does it say on there? I just got laid. I didn't even know what that meant till 10 years later. And my mom gave us those buttons. Overall, it was a great experience growing up Italian. And my mama, she's still alive. She's 73 years old, and she lives in Virginia Beach, Virginia. That woman who I introduced to my mom, she and I got married, and we've been married 31 years. We have 4 beautiful children. They're all grown now. 3 beautiful granddaughters and 2 more grandkids on the way this summer and this fall. And I want to leave you with this. The secret to having a successful marriage like that. Eat more lasagna. Thank you and good night.